SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/Indonesia.
Pendengar, berjalan kaki adalah sesuatu yang dianggap remeh oleh sebagian besar dari kita. Namun sebuah penelitian baru mengungkapkan manfaat kesehatan yang sangat besar dari berjalan kaki sekali seminggu, terutama bagi mereka yang berusia 70 tahun ke atas. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News. Ada kabar baik bagi Anda yang senang berjalan-jalan. Sebuah studi baru menemukan bahwa berjalan kaki setidaknya sekali seminggu akan menyebabkan Anda bisa hidup lebih lama. Penelitian yang dipimpin oleh Monash University dan dipublikasikan di British Medical Journal menemukan bahwa berjalan kaki sebagai alat transportasi setidaknya sekali seminggu telah menurunkan risiko semua penyebab kematian sekitar 25% pada orang-orang lanjut usia. Shivangi Shah dari Sekolah Kesehatan Masyarakat dan Pengobatan Pencegahan di Monash University adalah penulis utama studi tersebut.
Our study on more than 11,000 healthy adults aged 70 years and over highlights that compared to no transport walking, engaging in any weekly transport walking was associated with a lower risk of premature mortality and with about a 25% lower risk for those who walked only once a week.
Mesya mengatakan bahwa penelitian mereka menemukan transisi dari tidak melakukan aktivitas ke berjalan kaki setidaknya sekali seminggu dapat memberikan perbedaan yang signifikan. Profesor David Dunstan adalah Kepala Departemen Gaya Hidup dan Diabetes di Baker Deakin mendukung kesimpulan itu.
And I think it underscores that importance of looking at sedentary lifestyles and looking at challenges to get more physical activity throughout the day. And this is just one example, walking for transport. Of course, we encounter physical activity in other contexts. This study, this is a novel aspect of it, was looking at walking for transport only. And that could include simple walking to go to the local grocery store, etc. So I think it's really highlighting that the sum is better than nothing.
Edna yang berusia 75 tahun juga sangat setuju. The Heart Foundation telah meluncurkan kampanye aktivitas fisik terbesar mereka yang disebut Walking Wins untuk mendorong 400 ribu warga Australia agar bergerak dan meningkatkan kesehatan jantung mereka. Edna sudah menjadi bagian dari kelompok jalan kaki Heart Foundation di ACT yang disebut Groovy Grannies dan inilah tanggapannya ketika mendengar temuan penelitian tersebut.
Amazed, actually. That is a much bigger percentage than I would have said. Just looking at the walkers in our group, as Fran said, they certainly are reaping the benefits of walking twice a week.
Namun sebagai seseorang yang suka berjalan kaki, ia tidak terlalu terkejut.
I've always been very passionate about any form of exercise. And post-retirement, I had enough time to actually join Fran and the probably 4 or 5 other walkers who were then walking. So off I went.
Fran adalah teman Edna yang berusia 86 tahun dari kelompok jalan kaki. Ia mengatakan manfaat fisik sudah terlihat jelas di antara para anggotanya.
There was one lady and she had terrible trouble with her knees and she was walking. We've got 2 groups, one with a smaller group with older people who walk a bit slower, but they still come. And then the faster group that Edna leads, and she, this lady could, you know, she was really having trouble walking with us in the slow group, and now she's progressed to the fast group, and she's way up there with them, so she's definitely improved.
Bagi Profesor Dunstan, manfaat sosial dari berjalan kaki juga tidak bisa dianggap remeh.
It's pretty well known that there's that improved social element to walking, simply getting out of the house, meeting people in the street, meeting friends that are also doing the same thing. I think the social benefits of walking, particularly walking for transport, have really been undersold in terms of the benefits. Because we focus a lot on, well, how much is it going to reduce your risk? But really, there's an enormous benefit from that social interaction.
Itu adalah sesuatu yang juga bisa dijamin oleh Fran.
Oh, look, it's a wonderful group. I mean, it gets me out of bed and out in the morning, 3 degrees, but it's just lovely once you get out there. And it's not just the walking and the fitness, it's meeting with other people and joining other groups that they're in. You know, you see, oh, well, I'm in this book club, come and join me, or I'm in the craft group, and, you know, and otherwise they wouldn't have found out about it.
Tidak semua lingkungan aman bagi lansia untuk menikmati berjalan kaki. Siva Ngisha mengatakan penting untuk membuat semua lingkungan lebih mudah diakses.
This would include well-designed sidewalks, for example, which are smooth without obstacles, safe pedestrian crossings clearly marked, longer crossing time for this vulnerable population group, traffic calming measures that would increase pedestrian safety, good lighting, shaded areas, benches to sit along the route so that they could sit down and rest over there, and close proximity to public transport.
Edna mengatakan kelompoknya beruntung karena area tersebut telah dirancang dengan baik agar para lansia dapat menikmati aktivitas itu dengan aman.
We are fairly lucky, I think, in our area. Our paths are reasonable. And Heart Foundation have just done a survey almost where we've submitted reports on the area. So it's something that is being looked at the whole time.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai kesehatan dari berjalan kaki yang disusun oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.